God is rightly dividing the word of truth. And this is where the special, unique ministry of Paul comes in. You know, because otherwise there's questions that will never be answered if you don't recognize that fundamental, unique ministry. And those are things like, do I go out and sell all my stuff, you know? How come there's people that are out there saying they can heal other people and people speaking in tongues and... how come blasphemy is supposed to be unforgivable, and yet here Paul is, he's written 13 letters that are in the Word of God, and how come there are 12 thrones, and yet there's, you know, maybe 13 apostles, and how come there's a talk of an earthly kingdom and a heavenly kingdom, and how come Paul himself says he's apologetic, that he didn't come to baptize. And he's sorry that he did baptize, just, you know, that he baptized any. You know, these are all questions that once you understand the unique ministry of Paul, once you understand that the heavenly versus the prophetic aspects of the Bible, it's not until then that you can comfortably sit down and have discussions with people without being ultra-argumentative about spiritual issues. And, you know, the bottom line is this, and something that I wanted to say when PP was in the room, what he stated as the gospel probably couldn't have been stated any better. That fundamental truth is the bond that forms members of the body of Christ. And beyond that, everything is details. But I know for myself, my belief and trust in the finished work of Christ never would have been completely sealed until I could completely believe it. And I know for myself, I couldn't completely believe it until I understood that the Bible is the perfect Word of God in its completion. It's not part of it, it's not bits and pieces. The entire Bible is the Word of God. And people that come in and want to poke an argument or start a problem, it's not very deep into the discussion or argument that you come to realize that they don't fundamentally believe the Bible. You know, they're still in that stage of poking around, trying to use the Bible to be kind of the devil's advocate to those of us that do believe the Bible. And I'd be the first one to say that I went through that stage also, where, you know, I can remember years ago, these two guys used to come in a store I managed to do the floors on a Wednesday night, and they were the ultimate Jesus freaks. And they were very nice guys. I looked forward to seeing them, but man, they hammered at me with verse and verse and verse and verse, and I finally I got to the point where it was either fire them or learn some scripture, not to come into agreement with them, but to counter what they were saying. And I got pretty good at it. And unfortunately, they never broke down, and I did. Or fortunately, whatever the case may be. Because it wasn't until later, 5-6 years ago, that it all started to make sense. It all started to fit in because I heard the gospel and I heard people that knew how to rightly divide. And again, I'd be the first one to say that I thought you guys were whacked out. You know, I thought here's some more intellectual BS, some philosophical nonsense about this person, Paul. But you know what? When you study it out, when you really look at it, you begin to discover that, yeah, these things, these unresolved problems I had before, they all make sense. And what's the value in that? I can tell you, for me, it's that I can have anybody ask me a question outside of this discussion, out in the real world where I work or on the street, and if the topic of salvation comes up, even if we come to that fundamental truth of Christ dying for our sins, being raised again according to the scriptures, if we agree on that, then if they start to ask me questions about, well, how do you see this whole thing about healing? I mean, are people supposed to be healing today? You know, questions like that. Now, for the first time, I have some answers, you know? And that's a great thing, because now you're talking about edifying people that are already saved. I'd venture to guess that most people that bounce in and out of these rooms are probably saved. I can only go by what they say, and if they vocalize to me, as PP did, the gospel of his salvation as perfectly as he did, because he could not have stated it any more accurately than he did, then I have to believe he's my brother in Christ. But what do we do beyond that? And for myself, it's all about edification. It's all about building up one another. And that's what these rooms are about to me. That's what fellowship is about to me. But it's also why it's important to not only believe and trust the Word of God, but to share with one another what makes it, what gives us, rather, the ability to resolve those apparent hypocritical and verses that seem to be at odds with one another. And up until Right Division, to me, it was just a massive book of confusion. It was just a disjointed series of stories that had nothing to do with me. And now, when I see my Bible sitting down at the coffee table over there, it is a living, breathing object. It is there as God's Word. And, you know, the difference that it makes once you understand that it is, in fact, the perfect Word of God is night and day, because now your ambassadorship takes on true meaning, because you're not out there winging it. Anyways, I'll shut up.